ball right around his brother.
Right around his brother. Brother is brother Sridham.
Oh, Sridham.
Sridham is brother and his brother. Elder brother. That is too old. He has also intimate connection with Radha and his father-in-law's house. He had free access there. And very young. And almost similar to she. As Radharan. He was very beautiful. And he could give proxy of Radharan. Subal Miran. Once Subal at noontime and Krishna hung out after Radharani's company so much, Subal was sent to fetch her. In no time. And Subal went there and took the garments of Radharan and stayed in the heaven. And Radharan took the garments. She was dressed by the garment like Subal. And anyhow, he managed to get out of the house, and with a young calf on her breast, she approached to Krishna. So much so, with imitation, Krishna could not detect. You Subal, you come back. You can't manage to take her here. Yes, Radharani, in the garb of Subal, answered, "Yes, it is very difficult. I could not manage to take her." Then Krishna, going to faint, half-fainted, fell down. Then Radharani fell on his feet. Can't recognize your eternal maid servant, you, my lord. You fail to recognize me. I am your eternal servitor, maid servant. And you can't recognize me, my lord. I have come. No, rather than put in merry joke. I could not take her, but if you ask, I can bring Chandra. Should I make any attempt for that? No. You don't understand my heart. I don't want Chandra now. My hankering to the extreme for Radha. Then Radharani told he could not be taken. What to do? Then he was going to repent it. Then she came out. Oh, I am your eternal maid servant. You could not recognize me, my master. This is my self. Such things. And Subal was very similar and very intimate to the friend of Radharani's father-in-law, Subal. Among all the friends, he was very reliable, especially in the case of this Mathura Rasa connection. So Subal, though in friendly Rasa, he can reach up to Bhava, intensity. No other friends can attain up to Bhava Dasa. Sneha Man Pranay Rag Anurag Bhav. So intensified prema, that it comes, reaches to the condition of Bhava. Then Mahabhava. That is all the Nagura Rasa and Mr. Radhakan. So called beings of Rasa. Because of his connection with Madhura Rasa, the friend Rasa could reach up to Bhava Rasa. So much intensity he could reach, he could acquire. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. So, I like, if possible, you can go to see Ego Chakra, Nityananda Bodhi birthplace. He is all in all, Gaur in all. Mahaprabhu left the whole responsibility of Gaur in all to Nityananda. And he did his best, inconceivable, preaching the name of Sri Gauranga here. You can look how the adverse position is here. You can experience yourself. If you go out, the people will come like dog to bite you. In such position, Nityananda Prabhu, he could capture so many on the sight of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu and his sent Nityananda Prabhu, no other person is eligible to manage in Gaura, in Bengal, in Gaur Mandal, but in Sivad, only you can manage there. He had the knack to appeal to the masses. The scholars section eliminated, and the mass conversion was made by Nityananda, and very few scholars. But mass conversion, that was led by Nityananda here in Bengal. Nityananda's birthplace is Ego Chakra, Birbhum district. I went there for when I was coming from Vrindavan via Dhanbad, Bolpur, right, the Mallarpur station. And from Mallarpur, of course, now, bus, I mean, I hired a bullock cart and deposited my beddings there, and I walked in behind that bullock cart. And then I stayed there one night, and there was a gentleman in charge, one Vidhubhushan Chattopadhyay. He was MABL. He was he also read from Barampur College, and he could understand me, and he welcomed me there very much. And when I come, he began to shed tears, that Vidhubhushan Chattopadhyay, secluded, educated man in that village, he slept almost alone. No one to talk of his level. So anyhow, he began to shed tears, tears, Vidhubhushan Chatterjee. Only once I went there. That is in 1940, December, I visited the place. Now much improvement must have been made there. Khardar Gosai. The many places, so many places are shown as the Leelasthan, the places of pastimes in his early days. Where did he do what things? It is also mentioned. God Bhavas is a place, and there is another place where Bhimsen, one of the Pandava, he killed one Bakurakhas there, Ekajukka. And they are in disguise, moving in different places. He came to Ekajukka, they came, Pandava, with Kunti. And there, that Bakurakhas was a big demon, and he was killed by Bhim. That is also shown a little far, few furlongs under the tree, that deed was done. It is so, Eko Chakra. The Pandavas are living in a Brahmin family in secrecy, and the Bhagrakhas, the demon, they would eat human bodies also. So he was devastating the locality. So the king or the chief of that locality has a contract with him that every day I shall send in a car this paramanna, that milk rice, boiled milk rice, it is some huge quantity, and the bullocks, two bullocks, and the man who would guide the bullocks, and large quantity of that milk rice will reach you every day timely. You don't devastate my land, don't disturb my subjects. And that was done. That one man must go, a human body and two bullocks and that huge quantity of milk rice. He used to devour that boko. Now, he managed it. Every family should give a man who will guide that bullock cart and be food of that demon. So, in the house, Kunti took her shelter with five sons. The charm came to their family one day. And in the family, there was a mourning picture, who is to go to be devoured by the demon, to be his food today. Then, hearing about the wailing in the family, Kunti came to ask, what's the matter, why do you mourn so much, what's the matter? Then they gave the description, that such is the matter. Well, oh, it doesn't matter. You have only son. You should not. The son says, I shall go. The father says, no, I shall go. The daughter says, I shall go in this way. And Kunti told, we are living here very comfortably for so long a time. So you need not. I have got five sons. I shall send one. That was. We are very much satisfied with your dealings as guest. We are living with very happily. I shall give one son. You don't bother. No. You guest. You have our guest. Guest should be treated as like Narayana. It is in the scripture. How can I do? We can't accept that, your offer. Then Kunti came out. I have got such a son. I think he will go and kill the demon and relieve your locality forever. Anyhow, hearing that was managed. Kunti Devi asked Bhim, sir. Bhim, was very much pleased. He came to his food bed there by collection. So much paramannam, that is milk rice, this large quantity. Yes, a very, very nice thing, engagement. Bhim went there. No sooner he reached there, he took down that paramannam there in the pot and began to eat. Began to eat himself. To drink and eat, yeah. And that demon enraged, he came, what's the matter? That man is so bold that I shall eat him or he is eating my food. Bhim does not care. He has got the sweet preparation of Paramannam. He is taking carelessly. Then he is coming with tree branches, broken branches of tree, and in one hand Bhim is protecting himself, and in the right hand he is going on taking. Then when it is finished, he came out. And the tree, there was a fight, and the bog, the demon bog was killed. Bakasur, ekachakka, bakrakkasubad. And nearby, a few pylons southern, to the southern position, the Lord Bhavar, where Harai Pandit had his small cottage, where Nityananda Bhuti. And after 12 years, he lived there. Then the man Sanyasi came and begged the child for him, for his servant. So that was the custom of the day. He could not deny. This beautiful son, after 2 years only, so brisk and smart and very beautiful. The parents had no other alternative but to give it in the beggar's pot. He was taken and 12 years. And then he wandered with that sadhu almost all the places of pilgrimages in India, in his boyhood. Then when he was about 20 years, he wandered different tirtha with the sannyas. And when he was about 32, then Mahaprabhu came out with his Sankirtan Lila. And Nityananda Prabhu gradually joined. When he came, then Mahaprabhu joined. And Nityananda has come here, and he hid himself in the house of Nandanacharya. Mahaprabhu had a dream at night that one sadhu, he has come in a chariot, and the chariot is Taludhaja, just like that of Balaram. And he is making inquiry here, where is the house located of Nimai Pandit? Where is Nimai Pandit? Where does he live? He had that dream, and in the morning he asked his friends that a great personage has visited Navadvip, has come to visit Navadvip, you please try to find out him, where he is putting up. Then they went around the town, and as much as possible, as far possible, they searched, but did not have any clue, did not have any clue. No great person have come here. We have searched all possible localities, but no such person. Then Mahaprabhu told, let me try, come along with me. And he came direct to Nandana Acharya Bhavan. And there, when entered the compound, found the big, very grown up, beautiful body, just sitting on the veranda. And Mahaprabhu went there and offering his respects to his body. Nityanrupa, he eyed himself, looked at him very deeply, and then perhaps the embraced and painted. I have got my Lord. Before that he expressed, Krishna has come here, where is he? I went to Vrindavan, I found the throne is empty, vacant. Krishna is not there now, he has come here, I am told. In this way, intuitively, he is saying like that. It is, it appears like that. That I searched Krishna, but could not find there in Vrindavan. However, even the throne is empty. And I was told that Krishna has come recently to Navadvip. So I ran here. In this way he was talking. And finally Mahaprabhu embraced and painted. The other devotees, they can't make out what's the matter. A newcomer, a stranger, and so close intimation. What's the matter? Who are they? Who are they? One another. So deep connection, inconceivable deep, we are so long with my Pandit, that we are far, far off, and this newcomer, so deeply connected, that after embracing, fainted. Then, gradually when they arose, Nityananda Prabhu joined the Kirtan Sankirtan campaign and became the leader of the party. In Jagai Malhari case, he offered himself to be the opponent or offered himself at their foot. And he was wounded, blood oozing. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya, he, let's go, Sri Gauranga, lost his temper, invited Chakram to destroy the whole atheist section. Nityanrupa checked him, cautioned him, what are you doing? Don't you forget that in this leela, not to use any force, but only love is the weapon to conquer the heart of the fallen, and no use of power. He cautioned Mahaprabhu, but he lost his temper, Mahaprabhu. Then blood oozing from Nityananda's body. could not. This is the Godhead in the God. He can't tolerate tolerate his own promise, just as Krishna did in case of Vishnu. And Vishnu with folded palms fell on the feet. Oh, an insignificant person I am, and to keep up my promise, you break your promise. Krishna promised that he won't catch any weapon in Kurukshetra war, Kurukshetra battle. And Bhishma, he also promised that I shall force Krishna to catch weapon today, it's battle. And he so vehemently and desperately Bhishma fought that day that Arjuna could not protect him. And when Arjuna was almost his activities stopped, he began to throw weapon to Krishna. And Krishna, seeing Arjuna helpless, he jumped out of the chariot, and with the chakram in his hand, he went to attack Bhishma, walking. Then Arjuna also jumped, got his consciousness back, jumped and said, no, my friend, why you are going, you are breaking your promise, you Dhananjaya, do you think that without you the battle of Kurukshetra cannot be won? You think like that? I alone attain the victory in this battle, and make Maharaj Yudhishthi, I shall install him on the throne. Who can who can oppose this? I shall see. On the other side, Bhishma, that my promise has been fulfilled. He has taken that weapon, and he with folded palms, how great you are! Tiny soul, my like myself, to keep up my promise. You have broken your promise. How high-minded, how noble you are, my Lord. So, that is the nature of God. For his own servant, he does not hesitate to put himself in the lower position to keep up the dignity of the position of the devotees. That is his nature. Here also, when Mahaprabhu saw that blood oozing from Nityananda's head, he could not contain himself. And he came out to it, from within, unconscious of his good leader, to give a good lesson to the rogues of Nadia. But Nityananda pacified him. No, don't do so. You don't, if you forget your promise that you have come to take up the fallen souls, to deliver them, and this is not the way in this time, then Mahaprabhu was lost. And anyhow, Nityananda Prabhu in the quarter prompt, he came to forgive them, and necessarily Mahaprabhu also had to come to forgive them. But their heart was transformed totally. This Jagai Malai was converted fully, and surrendered themselves under the feet of Govindar. And when the two rogues were converted, notorious rogues, Gundas were converted, then the enemy party, they became afraid. What's the matter? those great ropes, notorious. Now, they are on that side. Then, no longer I could attack them with any way like in this Nittam, the whole thing. And the Haridas Thakur was also with Nittam at that time. The first batch of preaching party, Haridas and Nityananda, Mahaprabhu sent from home. He is sitting in the home and sent these two go from door to door and ask them, what are you doing? Take the name of Krishna. That's Krishna Sankirtan, this propaganda. The first party was out. That was composed of Nityananda and Haridas. And from door to door. Wherever, Jarida Kotarika or Krishna Police, whomever they are meeting, take the name of Krishna. In this way they began the propaganda. And now he was spreading lakhs and crores of books as a consequence of that small beginning from door to door preaching from Tam and Haridas. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Vidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Vidai. Back to home, back to God, back to home. What is the necessity of visiting door to door? Door to door, and to ask them to take the name of Krishna? The necessity is you come home. Why you are wandering in the troublesome foreign places, foreign countries, and just undergoing so much miseries? Why? Unnecessarily, come home. Come home, sweet, sweet home. Everything is there. It is the general question to answer the suppressed pain of every animal. Where is animation? Every life. However, there is life within that, some innate tendency, a feeling of misery, uneasiness. It is a general question. If the creeper, stone, god, man, tigers, elephants, everywhere, this, it is a general demand to get out of the uneasiness in the midst of which we are. So only one medicine, Krishna Nam. So it is the most general demand of the whole animation. Not any sectarian or any partial dealings. The most general dealing, not only to human beings, but to all creation, the whole creation here, the only demand, inner demand, expressed or unexpressed, but the demand is there. Demand of discomfort, not comfort. Comfortably living. To remove all the comfort, discomfort, this attain, come home, everything there. To take the name of Krishna, that is the means, most easiest means to take you, to guide you to your home. Come to homeland. Homeland, that is the general nature of our preaching to one and all, including the beasts, the vegetable kingdom, the stones, everywhere. Where there is life, some inconceivable uneasiness is there. And to give that perfect happiness to call them to us home. Come home. all, in other words, all more or less mad crack. Crack brain. That is in civilized language. What is the
crazy?
Crazy.
Insane.
Insane. All is insane. And to remind him of his home, he forgot his own, his guardian, his son, his father, his wife, children, human beings, whatever is wanted for our fullest comfort, everything is there. Only he is forgetful of that and wandering here and there. Endlessly wandering and being pained in different order experience, to reinstate in his former consciousness, previous consciousness, that you are a family member and your family is doing very well and you come there. So the call with Krishna Nam, through Krishna Nam, to call everyone to his home. So it is the most general duty we are asked to do. We are asked to do generally, not to give the food or clothing or medicine or this or that. All these all only goes to the outer coating and not the inner person. The inner person's demand is this. And the outer cases, the garments, the coat, the cloth, the this and that. This food only to the fleshy garment. And we are eating one another. To maintain our outer coating, we are eating one another. We are living at the cost of others, our environment, we are eating. Just as a man, he bites his own hand and he tries to tore his hair. So we are eating our environment, creating disturbance to one another. This is our position here. Most abnormal to relieve us from such a normal life and to take us to another life, normal, proper. That is our campaign, our duty, through Krishna Nam. Proper adjustment, maladjusted you are eating each other, adjust yourself properly. Don't be cruel to the environment and at the same time to you, to your own self. That is the news we are carrying from our Guru Gauranga, Bhagavad Gita, all these things. Our holy duty we have accepted, fortunately, to be that only. We are soldiers of that that war, which from disharmony, discord, wants to take everything towards harmony, relief work. We are soldiers to do relief work. Sufferers. Sufferers not bodily, but the deeper suffering. Suffering in the deepest plane where the real person exists, in that plane. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidhai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidhai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidhai Gaur Hari Bol. So we try to visit, if possible, the birthplace of Nityananda. This Harai and the Padmavati, they are Nityananda Prabhu's son. They gave his arms to the sannyasi. And some say that sannyasi was no other than Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri. And Nityananda, Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, as well as Ishwar Puri, Guru of Mahaprabhu, they are three are the disciples of Madhavendra Puri. Advaita Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Ishwar Puri, who was accepted as Guru by Mahaprabhu. These three, they are all disciples of Madhavendra Puri. So Madhavendra Puri might have taken Nityananda from his father, from his parents. That day, giving the loving child to the sannyasi became almost mad. Loke bale harayo ja hoilo pagal. The local people began to say that the harayo ja has become mad. Loke bale harayo ja hoilo pagal. Oja, the title. He has become mad. Mad. Giving a so affectionate child, like Nityananda, to the sannyasi. That he became mad. And the place of Kaviraj Goswami, that place also in very near to Katwa, that Yamatpur. There is a Sahaja Yamat there. I visited once. Kaviraj Goswami, who gets the best creature in the world, according to me, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Raya Ramananda, Rup Sikha, Samadhan Sikha, and Mahaprabhu's Samadhi pastimes. When Mahaprabhu had Samadhi, and he used to see Krishna Leela in Govardhan sometimes, in Jamuna sometimes, and that has been described in such a way by Kaviraj Goswami, that even the little sincerity who have got in the ordinary scholars, they can also say, many of them have said, that how Krishna Leela is aprakito, if we go through Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can have some idea. Kaviraj Goswami has described the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis. Generally, that excites the feeling of lust in ordinary mind. But scholars, some of the scholars have already remarked that it's not the pastimes of the lust of our level, but it is of some higher level, though similar to this kamakriya, but it is not so. The description of Kaviraj Goswami is successful to give that idea to the public. The Krishna Leela is not like ordinary human pastimes. Kaviraj. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Is all Gaur Hari Bol. This day in the year, Mahaprabhu stayed, the last day of his family stay. This afternoon, he will meet many of his friends and will appeal to them fervently to take to Krishna now. Whatever you do, in every engagement, you try to take Krishna always with you, whatever, eating, sleeping, walking, whatever you are physically engaged in, but gone with the consciousness of Krishna. Don't.